This is the BBC Light Programme. Thank you.
Green slate! Abandon these financial irregularities. Hand over that copper coin of the realm and read this extract from a recent issue of the Telegraph.
Yes, sir. In building a new residence for the High Commissioner in Colombo, the British government was taken for a ride by the contractors. A witness at an inquiry said a semicircular settee cost £420.
Which naturally brings us to the highly esteemed Ghoul Show. Scene one, we continue with the inquiry.
That's all very well, but why a semicircular city?
Because, sir, it was for the use of a semicircular vice consul.
Oh.
What about Muffety?
Has the Minister of Works anything to say? What about the Ministry of Works? Where is he?
Oh, I chose all that furniture myself.
What is all this about? What are we all here for?
What about our loves in Korea, then?
What about the
loves in...
Wait, let me finish, but let me say... What about the drains in Hackney?
What about the drains in East Finchley?
Never mind them in Finchley.
I don't care.
I live in Hackney and the drains pong.
And the Welsh reaction presents.
Shut up, Mr. Betty.
What about all this washing outside number 10? That's what I...
Shut up, you big...
Oh, shut up yourself.
We've got...
Please, gentlemen.
I'm not a gentleman.
You said it. Gentlemen, this is an inquiry into the cost of a government building in Colombo.
Hooray! Who authorized this?
Mr. Eccles here.
Yeah, I chose all the furniture myself.
Mr. Eccles, why did a 7 and 6 penny window seat cost £246?
I resign! You speak to my secretary. You can't talk to a government minister like that. I won't be out of work long, you see. I'll get that Ministry of Fishery job. You watch. I've kept goldfish.
Mr. Eccles! Mr. Eccles, we are not for one moment doubting your sincerity.
Oh.
It's just your intelligence that's in question.
Well, I accept your apology.
How dare you interrupt me when I wasn't saying anything? How dare you?
I resign!
Shut up!
Shut up, Eccles!
Shut up! Shut up, Eccles!
Shut up! One moment, please!
Shut up! You steaming nit, you.
Beadle not a loo. Now, as a strolling prime minister of no fixed address, I must protest at this gross misspending of public funds.
No.
This building in Ceylon was supposed to cost £25,000. In fact, it cost £59,000.
No. We mustn't stand for this.
We're not going to.
Bravo.
We're not going to, indeed.
Bravo.
To teach those concerned with this disgusting waste in a severe lesson... I've ordered the building burned to the ground and a new building put up at the proper price. Thank you, lads. You'll get your OBEs as you go out.
That afternoon... the strolling Prime Minister was summoned urgently from the windmill to attend, of all things, a vital cabinet meeting.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
I'm late.
Yes. Sabrina wasn't on till after the interval, are you?
Glad he got here. Now, Mr. Prime Minister, first question. What is the liquid that most inspires a British soldier while on active duty?
Tea!
Tea is correct. A big hand for the lucky winner. Now, you want to double your salary? Good. Question number two. What is the organization that supplies tea to the troops?
The Laffey!
Right again! Now, I'll just pour this bucket of custard over your head to prove the prime ministers are funny!
Thank you!
No, sir.
We want you to peruse these vital secret plans.
I'll read them tonight in bed.
What?
And now, gentlemen, I want you to peruse these plans.
You? What are they, sir?
The new secret tunnel between the House of Lords and the Folies Bergère.
But, sir, I thought we were cutting down on this sinful national expenditure.
Well, of course we are. We haven't built any lighthouses in the Strand this year. And besides, we've cut the tunnel estimates down to the barest essentials.
You mean there'll only be one silver round rods?
Yes, and only plain silver chandeliers.
I resign.
Why?
I don't know.
Well, shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Please,
shut
let's up. Not start
what
that
about
again.
The and happy?
Please. Gentlemen, now don't forget, economy is the watchword. Black rod?
Yes, sir.
Carry me to my car.
That night in bed, Britain's strolling Prime Minister unrolled the secret document.
Oh, good evening, sir. May I help you?
Sir Gritpipe, my trusted butler, confidant, best friend, sincerest critic, and author of 10 years as a Russian spy at number 10. Help me unroll this top secret document, which nobody must unroll.
Of course, sir. First, do let me take a holiday snapshot of you.
By all means. By all means. I'll just slip on my bathing costume. There.
Splendid. Now, a little smile, sir. Good. Look, just hold the plans right up in front of your face. There. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. Now, Gritpipe, yeah? Read these plans to me. No, wait.
What?
No one must see these plans.
Of course.
Put on your dark glasses and look the other way as you read them.
Certainly, sir. Anything for the old country.
Good. And to make doubly sure, I won't listen. Now, what are these plans?
Now, let me see. Scamps and Skins and Skines. Father Gale, the Clarts and the Shower and the Geens.
Good heavens, sir. It's a plan of a new guided Naffy. A self-contained missile capable of carrying 82 staff, 10 Naffy pianos, 60,000 gallons of tea, and 12 tons of buttered crumpet being shot 6,000 miles up and set fully operative at a point of impact in 16 seconds. It sounds quite impossible.
You think so? Give me that phone. Hello? Tell the Naffy launching site at Rockall to launch the prototype guided Naffy to Malaya and report on arrival. I'll show you, old faithful servant. Yes?
Naffy manager Kuala Lumpur here. The old tea's ready now, sir.
There you are. Shot to Malaya and set up in 7 seconds.
Gad, what a fiendish weapon. With this, Britain is unbeatable.
Yes. What a pity we can't build more. Economy, you know. After all, the country can't afford tunnels to the Folies Bergère and guided Naffies, can we? Shh, quick! Hide these plans. Here's Max Goldrick.
Thank you.
Our little strolling prime minister of no fixed address is asleep.
Psst!
Who's that?
Psst!
How do you spell it? You illiterate swine. It's Moriarty. Where are you?
Here, in the piano.
What the devil are you doing in there?
I'm Haydn.
Don't be silly. Haydn's been dead for years.
Silence! I don't wish to know that.
Neither do I.
I say, look here. Now help me out. I'm disguised as one of the piano strings.
Which string are you?
I think I'm a G string.
So that's why I can't see you.
Now then, I'm not sure which string I am, so you better play a scale.
Do.
No.
Re.
No.
Me.
Me, that's me. Help me up. Thank you.
Good heavens, Moriarty, you're 2 feet taller than you used to be. How did that happen?
Some swine sent in a piano tuner.
Well, you always were musical. Now, Moriarty, I want you to photograph this photograph of the guided Naffy plans, record it on tape, swallow it, raise your right leg, and flee the country.
Farewell, farewell.
What's going on down here?
Nothing, sir, nothing at all.
That's funny, Gripwap. I thought I heard the sound of a man photographing the photograph of the secret plans, recording them on tape, swallowing them, raising his right leg, and fleeing the country.
Quite impossible. We were whispering, sir.
I'm sorry. I must have been mistaken. Answer that phone.
What phone?
That one. Give it to me. Hello?
This is the manager to guided Naffy at Kuala Lumpur, sir. Do you want this tea we brewed up? Or shall we throw it all away?
Certainly not. I will not tolerate waste. How much tea is there?
10,000 cups.
Right, keep it on the boil. I'll attend to it. Gritpipe, we're going to Malaya. What? Prepare airliners to carry 10,000 troops. Tell them we're going to Malaya for tea.
That will mean tropical kit, sir.
Tropical kit? I love that woman. Oh, you mean uniforms?
Yes, yes.
Yes, well, have them issued at once.
You will have your little joke.
Yes, needle, not a loo. Isotopes, Peru. No expense must be spared to see that this tea is not wasted. A watchword is still economy.
Right, sir.
Economical sight. 1,200 planes, 10,000 men, all pledged to avert tea wastage. Well, goodbye, Gripwap.
Oh, just a moment, sir. It's 10 to 12.
No?
Time for your OBE, sir. Say R.
Oh, that's better. Well, goodbye, Gripwap.
Goodbye, Charlie.
My name's not Charlie, it's Neddy.
I know, but somehow I always think of you as Charlie.
Thank you. Farewell, friend.
Hello, Gritpipe.
Moriarty, where are you?
I'm hiding in the lining of your underpants.
Fool. What are you doing there?
I couldn't get out of the country with the plans.
Why not?
The fares have gone up again.
Great heavens. Wait a moment. We'll travel free, Moriarty.
How?
We'll reach Moscow via Malaya. Now, quick. Crawl through this photograph of a hole in the fuselage of this aeroplane.
Right. We're in.
Good.
Now throw away that photograph of the hole before we fall out.
By dawn, the mighty aerial fleet were approaching Ceylon.
I worked it all out here. Now, the cost of firing the guided Naffy to Malaya was £250,000. Manager's wages, £8.10, making a total of, Chancellor of the Exchequer, just the man. Now, how much is £250,000 plus £8.10?
I resign! You can't talk to me like that!
Shut up!
Shut up!
Shut up! Here, step outside this door. He always wanted to visit Ceylon. Tell the Minister of Aerial Music to ask the Black Watch to play for dancing for all ranks.
A three-handed woman. She's right-handed, left-handed, and underhanded too. She's a three-handed woman, and she knows just what to do. Yeah, she's a three-handed woman, and she ain't no good for you. With her left hand, she'll caress you, while her right hand straightens your tie. And then she picks the phone up and calls another guy. And though you take her here and take her there, you'll find before you're through, while you think you're taking her, Jack, she's taking you, 'cause she's a three-handed woman, and she knows just what to do. Yeah, she's a three-handed woman, and she ain't no good for you. Every time you take her dancing, while her arms hold you tight, across your shoulder she's making eyes at every man in sight. When she says goodnight, she tells you that you're the one she's crazy about. But you can bet someone else walks in, Jack, when you walk out, 'cause she's a three-handed woman, and she knows just what to do. Yeah, she's a three-handed woman, and she ain't no good for you. With her left hand, she'll embrace you, while her right hand dims the light. And then she starts rehearsing for that date tomorrow night. When she puts her arms around you, there's a love light in her eye. A light that shines for you and me and 15 other guys. 'Cause she's a three-handed woman. Yes, she's no good for you. She's right-handed, left-handed, and underhanded too.
That night, the aerial armada landed, and the troops under Major Bloodnock bivouacked in the steaming jungles, a mere day's march from the guided Naffy.
Major Bloodnock!
Don't come in my tent yet, please, just a moment. Good night, darling. I'll see you later.
Good night, darling.
Yes. Yes, out you can. Come in.
Thank you. Now, Major Le Bloodnock?
A civilian. How dare you enter my tent, sir?
That's the only way I could get in.
Oh. For all you know, I might have had some ladies in here. Get out.
Be quiet or I'll tell them who sold those three cardboard tanks.
What? It's all lies. In any case, they never paid me. Is there no honesty? Do you know what happened to me last night?
No.
Thank heaven for that. Now then. State your business, sir.
Now listen.
What?
Tomorrow, we reach the only jet-propelled guided Naffy in the world. It must be destroyed.
What? Are you a spy?
Yes.
Then why are you covered in mints?
I'm a mint spy.
America!
They wish to know that. And Merry Christmas to you, too. Now listen.
Would you be willing to sabotage this secret guided nothing?
I'll have you know that I am a patriotic English gentleman, sir.
And what does that mean?
It means I'll only do it for money.
Very well. Here is a carbon copy of an imitation £100 note.
Wait a moment. How do I know this carbon copy isn't a forgery?
How? Look here. Here's a life-size oil painting of me rubbing the bank with it.
But it shows you clean-shaven.
I was wearing an invisible beard.
Great! Malleable lumps of steaming thunder.
I apologize.
You Chinese think of everything.
But I'm not Chinese.
Then you must have forgotten something. You should be more careful. Give me the money. Thank you. Now then, what do I do?
Now listen. All has been arranged. Hand this parcel of explosive sausages to the guided naffy manager.
Right. Gad, there he goes, off to join Gritpipe Thin in an attempt to reach Moscow with a photograph of the plans. See page 4 of the script. Any questions? Good. Part 5, arrival at the naffy.
Main, I think that takes most of you in. We're here to drink naffy tea. Who threw that?
I did, Captain.
Who are you, you little tea-stained, crumpet-ridden idiot?
I am a little tea-stained, crumpet-ridden idiot. Thinks. I'm a little tea-stained, crumpet-ridden idiot.
Great larrups of dongle. He thinks he's a little tea-stained, crumpet-ridden idiot.
Yeah!
Don't shout so loud. You'll wake up the Minister for Defense against surprise air attacks.
I'm awake and I resign.
Good! And as you're out of work, you can fill a vacancy that's just occurred.
What?
We need the Minister for Defense against surprise air attacks.
Fine. Okay, Blue Bottle, address the men.
Yeah. Sergeant Men of England, you have been brought in here to drink all this lovely, thick, brown, lukewarm naffy tea. Drink and be merry, I say. Thank you for your encouraging words. Everybody inside. Oh, I like this game, being the wonderful naffy manager. Thinks. This is what a nice, clean life leads to. Why did I ever lead one?
Hello, my good man.
Oh, hello, Lord Eccles.
Hello, Lord Eccles.
Are you the minister of food?
Yeah. Well, look here. Here's a parcel of naughty sausages for you.
Oh.
Major Bloodnock gave them to me just before he deserted.
Oh, I love sausage. A feast. We will have a feast.
Oh.
Of lovely sausage. We'll put them in refrigerators and go and get the frying pan. Come on, Echo.
Okay.
Keep going, Moriarty. We can't be far now.
Yes. According to my calculations, we are only 100 yards from the Soviet border.
There's a sign. What does it say?
Let me see. Eggs and chips, 12 and 9. Beans on toast, 10 shillings.
You big steaming nit, you.
What?
You've led us back to this dashed guided naffy.
Sapristi yakabakakaku and needle and loo. It's that confounded compass. It's the last time I buy those cheap Christmas crackers.
Shh. Someone's coming. Quick, into the fridge.
Into the fridge. Now we're in here, we'll change clothes and come out disguised at each other.
Brilliant. You'll get a Russian OBE for this.
Wait, the plans. They mustn't find these plans.
Quick, wrap them round these naughty sausages.
Right. And now we'll imitate the sound of 8 ounces of dripping.
Good.
Ah. Here are the naughty sausages. Well, I will just pop them into this nice boiling hot frying pan. So that's why they call them bangers.
Where did those sausages come from?
The rotten Minister of Food.
I resign!
Up, all of you. Don't be a fool, Gritpipe. Drop that cucumber.
What? And leave myself cucumberless in the salad season? Not likely. Moriarty, we've lost all the plans in the explosion.
Never mind, I still have something up my sleeve.
What?
My arm.
Spend it. We'll use that.
Wait.
Go to the launching control, yes. Point the whole of this guided nephew to Moscow, and off we go.
Fire!
And that is how, 15 seconds later, under Sir Neddy Seagoon's great economy drive, the lucky natives of Aldershot were delighted to find a fully operating £3 million naffy in their midst.
Aldershot? How have we come to Aldershot?
That's the last time I buy a box of those cheap Christmas crackers!
You steaming nick! Oh, no.
That was The Goon Show, a BBC recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Secombe and Spike Milligan, with the Railington Quartet and Max Galbraith. The orchestra was conducted by Wally Stott, script by Spike Milligan, announcer Wallace Greenslade, the program produced by Peter Eaton.